Next, we come to the commercial general liability insurance. The commercial general liability insurance helps businesses if someone gets hurt, their property gets damaged, or they are harmed in other ways because of the company. It protects the businesses from claims if someone gets injured on the business property. The commercial general liability insurance is useful for businesses with physical premises, customer interactions, or contractual obligations requiring liability coverage. The commercial general liability insurance covers compensation. Someone gets hurt on the property, gets damaged if the business advertising harms someone's reputation, or someone incurs major expenses due to getting hurt on the business property. It also helps if a product made or sold by the business causes damage, but it doesn't cover intentional acts, mistakes made by professionals, or injuries to the employees, those covered by other insurance. Next, we move to an important insurance, which is travel insurance. Travel insurance provides financial protection against unexpected events such as medical emergencies, trip cancellations, baggage loss, accidental death or disability, flight delay, missed connection, legal and personal liability, and various other risks because of travel during domestic or international travel. Travel insurance can be availed by individuals, families, senior citizens, students, and business travelers. In return, they get a peace of mind during their journey. Travel insurance offers specialized travel insurance products with discounts to the insured who travel frequently. The sum insured and the premium are based on which country the insured plans to travel to. The age and the period of travel are also important factors in deciding the sum assured and the premium. There are certain exclusions, like the insurer may exclude risk due to pre-existing diseases, travel against the advice of the doctor, injury due to intoxication, and the drug abuse. Similarly, if the insurer may exclude risk due to war, insanity, and hazardous sports. Next, we have the rural and social security insurance. Rural insurance simply means to provide security against loss due to a certain events in the rural sector, and social security insurance means provide support to certain category of citizens who fulfill eligibility criteria such as income, age, and other factors relating with social security. Rural social security insurance helps people in the rural and the undeserved regions by providing the financial security and improving the quality of life in the underdeveloped areas. The insurance products offered are simple and affordable, enhancing the social economic well-being of the individuals and the families. We have various types of insurance, like the crop insurance. The Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, popularly known as the PMFBY, is an insurance service for farmers. Provides cover if the crops are damaged or destroyed by natural calamities, pests, and diseases. The crop insurance gives farmers money to help them recover from the losses due to crop failures and keep their income stable. The PMFBY constitutes more than 90% of the total crop insurance business in India. The scheme is implemented by empaneled general insurance companies. Next, we have the weather insurance. Insurance companies use the weather data sourced from the satellites or drones to trigger the payouts when a specific threshold is crossed. Extreme weather conditions such as excess or deficient rainfall, temperature fluctuation, droughts, and hailstorms are also monitored. Let's look at the livestock insurance. The livestock insurance protects a farmer's animals like the cattle, poultry, fish, goats, sheep, and the pigs from problems such as a sickness, accidents, or even the theft. If anything happens to those animals, the insurance provides money to cover the loss, which means the farmers can take care of their animals without worrying too much about the unexpected cost. The livestock insurance helps the farmers to keep their income steady and supports overall health and growth of agriculture. Likewise, the farm equipment insurance helps farmers to manage the risk associated with the breakdowns, damage, or theft of farm machinery and tools. The insurance cover helps farmers fix the problems or replace the machines. Farmers can avoid big financial losses and focus on their work without much stress. It helps farming stay steady and productive even when the unexpected problems arise. So livestock insurance helps farmers take care of animals. The farm equipment insurance helps take care of their farm machinery and tools. Then we go to the Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, popularly known as the PMSBY. The Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana is an accidental insurance plan initiated by the Government of India to offer financial security to individuals in case of unforeseen events. This plan is available for anyone aged between 80 to 70 and who has a bank account. The premium is very small, just rupees 20, and gets automatically deducted from the insured's bank account. The scheme provides financial assistance if the individual dies or becomes disabled due to an accident. The sum assured for the accidental death is rupees 2 lakhs. The sum assured for permanent disability varies based on the irrecoverable loss of the body parts. Next, we come to the Grameen Personal Accident Insurance. The Grameen Personal Accident Insurance is a special type of insurance for people living in villages and rural areas. It takes care of specific needs in the rural context and provides financial help based on the unique needs of the rural communities. The Grameen Personal Accident Insurance policies might also cover expenses incurred on hospitalization or loss of income due to an accident. The amount of money and the premium can vary depending on the policy features and the insurance provider. Next, we come to another popular government initiative, which is the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, which is also known as PMJJBY. The Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana is a Government of India initiated group term life insurance scheme that provides financial support to an insured's nominee in case of the insured person's death due to any cause. The premium payable is just rupees 436 per annum per subscriber, and the sum assured is rupees 2 lakhs for the subscriber's death due to any cause. All individuals in the age group of 18 to 50 years are eligible to join the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Yojana. So the Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana is specifically for providing financial assistance if the individual dies or becomes disabled due to an accident, whereas the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana provides financial support to an insured's nominee in case of the insured person's death due to any cause. Next, we come to the rural health insurance. The rural health insurance is for people living in the villages and the rural areas. It covers expenses incurred on doctor's visits, hospital stays, visits getting surgery, and other medical costs. The rural health insurance makes it easier for the village families to get good health care without worrying too much about the money. The best part of the rural health insurance is that it's usually cheaper than health insurance for people living in cities. Many policies allow cashless treatment at in-network hospitals, and it also includes the government and the private schemes. Next, we have yet another government initiative, the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, popularly known as the PMJAY. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana is a government-funded health scheme that provides free cashless cover up to rupees 5 lakhs per family per year across the public and private empaneled hospitals in India. The Government of India has created 150,000 health and wellness centers to deliver the comprehensive primary health care by transforming the existing sub-centers and the primary health care centers. Over 12 crore people, poor people and vulnerable entitled families are eligible for these benefits, and all the pre-existing conditions are covered from day one. That is the best part of this Yojana. Next, we move to the Employee State Insurance. The Employee State Insurance is a social security scheme that provides benefits for the employees and their families, including the sickness, medical disability, maternity, and dependents. The benefits include the funeral expenses for dependents or the person who performs the last rites and confinement expenses. In addition to this, the scheme also provides insured workers with some other need-based benefits, such as the vocational rehabilitation and physical rehabilitation. The existing wage limit for coverage is ₹21,000 per month, ₹15,000 per month in case of persons with disability, and both the employer and the employee share a small premium at a specified rate. So friends, with this we have covered the major schemes under miscellaneous general insurance, and with this we cover both the major non-life insurance coming in marine, fire and motor, as well as the various schemes that insurance covers that come with the miscellaneous. Now it's the time to understand the role of general insurance in the financial security. The role of general insurance is very special. General insurance helps protecting people and businesses from unexpected risk and losses. Just as life insurance is essential for financial planning, general insurance is vital for protecting the assets and managing risk so that the businesses run proper, the individuals have suffer no loss, and the reinstatement of the asset happens. It starts with the concept of risk and leverages the insurance to transfer and manage risk, such as the property damage, health problems, or even the travel issues. General insurance helps individuals and businesses manage unforeseen risks such as accidents, natural disasters, and even the health emergencies. It also ensures the financial stability and security by transferring the financial burden to the insurance companies. One should always remember the right insurance helps manage right risk and ensures a secure and peaceful financial future. Now, let's look at the key players in the Indian non-life insurance market. The general insurance sector in India, like the life insurance, is also a mix of public and private players. Based on the IRDAI annual report 2023-24, the general insurance registered in India as of 31st March 2024 is 25, out of which the public sector are 4 and the private sector are 21. Now it's time to look at the non-life insurance marketing and sales role of agents, brokers, and the distributors. They play a very important role in marketing and help the general insurance companies create awareness about various non-life insurance products. They attract prospects needing insurance and also build trust with the potential customers. Marketing helps create awareness. On the other hand, sales involves converting leads into policyholders. The agents, brokers, and distributors understand the insurance needs of the prospects, explain them available options, and facilitate the purchase, that is conversion into a selling a life insurance or general insurance policy. A strong distribution network comprising of agents, brokers, and distributors drive the general insurance penetration across the urban and rural India. So friends, with this we understand the role of general insurance, and now it's the time to get a broad differential overview between life insurance approach and the general insurance approach based on specific aspect. When we talk in terms of the product nature and purchase motivation, life insurance approach is long-term financial protection appealing to family security and well-building. On the other hand, the general insurance approach is transactional and utility driven to protect and safeguard the assets. In terms of purchase frequency, the life insurance approach is infrequent long-term commitments because this doesn't happen regularly, whereas in case of general insurance, it can happen annually, short-term, as well as frequent renewal based on the needs. When we talk in terms of distribution channels, life insurance approach is generally happening through agents, direct sellers, whereas in case of general insurance, it can happen through web aggregators or even the online platforms. When we talk in terms of customer education, in-depth explanations are required to convince a customer in case of life insurance, whereas simplified materials focusing on inclusion, exclusion, and claims are sufficient for general insurance approach. When we talk in terms of potential customers, in life insurance approach, individuals across wide age groups are the target customers, whereas when you talk of general insurance approach, it is segmented by product type, that is vehicle owner, home buyer, business travelers, etc., etc. When you talk in terms of claims management, the life insurance approach can be supportive with empathy and efficiency, whereas in case of general insurance, it is easy and fast claims process, quick approvals, and hassle-free experiences. When you talk in terms of bundled offers, the life insurance approach offers the pension plans or the investment options with life insurance, whereas in case of general insurance approach, it is multiple general insurance policies at a discounted rates. When we talk in terms of micro-targeting through the data analytics, the life insurance approach leverages the demographics and the financial goals for segmentation, whereas in case of a general insurance, micro-segmentation based on behavior, location, or lifestyle is preferred. When we talk in terms of seasonal campaigns, life insurance approach look at the life stages or financial planning periods. In case of general insurance, the holiday seasons, economic growth, or the pandemic becomes an important theme for seasonal campaigns. So friends, having understood this broad difference between a life insurance and a general insurance, now's the time to understand the challenges and future trends in the non-life insurance sector. The challenges and future trends in the general insurance are based on unique dynamics and opportunities for growth. We have seen growing demand for general insurance in India specifically. However, insurers face several challenges due to low awareness and penetration, price sensitivity, reaching a large and diverse population across our country, complexity of products, claims processing issues, technological adoption, competition, fraudulent claims, retaining skilled professionals in areas like underwriting, claims, sales, economic fluctuation, etc., etc. Despite the challenges, general insurers are deploying innovative strategies to overcome them. What are the strategies? The general insurers are increasingly adopting digital technologies to improve the efficiency, reach more customers, and enhance the customer experience. The online sales platforms, the mobile apps, the chatbots are effectively utilized for policy management and claims. The data analytics leverage seamlessly to better understand the customer needs, personalize the offerings, improve the risk assessment, and even detect the frauds. Insurers are investing in initiatives to educate the public about the importance of general insurance and the benefits of different products through digital campaigns, partnerships with community organizations, and even simplified policy language. Product innovations are created to meet diverse needs at affordable rates, and insurers are also expanding the distribution networks beyond traditional agents to include the online platforms, point of sales, and retail outlets, and partnerships with banks and other financial institutions, which is making the understanding of the general insurance better and accessible. The claims management process is streamlined and improved with digital claims submission, faster approvals, and even transparent communication through the technology. Insurers are focusing on customer satisfaction and working to build trust with simplified and user-friendly policies. Insurers are also developing specific strategies to penetrate the rural markets with localized marketing and partnership with local organizations. Insurers are also investing in training and development to create a skilled workforce capable of handling the changing dynamics of the market, and general insurance companies are taking important steps to address the existing challenges, increase insurance penetration, and also to provide greater financial security. So friends, this completes our study on non-life or general insurance. We have looked into different aspects. First, we classified the non-life insurance. Then we went into each of the categories. Then we looked at the importance of general insurance for financial security, also the challenges, and finally, the strategies. And now we are ready for the final chapter of this subject, which will be focusing on health insurance. Even though health insurance comes under the non-life insurance, but since in recent years, it has emerged a very popular standalone general insurance, and hence we are covering that as a separate chapter in our final chapter, that is chapter 10, specifically on health insurance. Thank you.